you look, you'll see that there are actually four nonprofit corporations with five approved charter schools, two that were pending, one of which is the Sweetwater Secondary School, and one which was recently requested to be approved by the Grossmont High School District and was recently denied and I believe is on appeal now. And so every circle that you see is actually a separate independent study resource center that operates under the umbrella of these various nonprofit corporations. Let's see where that comes from. Okay, so the concern that we have about the petition is that if there is a failure to disclose the relationship with the Altus Institute, the concern is really about whether this board would be able to do adequate oversight and whether it would have the level and the kind of information it would even need to understand really substantively what's happening with just that one piece. And in addition, what it did was it made us wonder about some of the language in the petition, because the petition stated that the school would provide its own administrative services, including but not limited to human resources, business and fiscal services, operational or curriculum development, et cetera, but that nonprofit corporation actually appears to contract with Altus Institute for all of those support services. So then there's a question as to exactly who is providing the services and at what cost. And what starts to become difficult is to figure out who is doing what at what level and whose information you'll be entitled to see and how much information about this higher level of corporation you would be entitled to ask about, either their meetings, their finances, etc. And although this is a structure that has been proliferating around the state of California, it really hampers, in our experience, it really hampers the ability to do good oversight, because you can never quite figure out exactly which organization is in charge of which function. Okay, and then a related issue that we developed in the report was just a concern about the structure in terms of whether it's an unlawful delegation of authority to run a public school that starts to be taken out of essentially the public school context, because we could see from reviewing tax records that Altus Institute is holding funds and building and land and equipment that is really that of the Audaz Charter School, and so we start to not be sure exactly, you know, who is responsible for running the school. And the concern is really that the structure enables there to be a delegation of a public education function to a private corporation. And furthermore, it raises gift of public funds questions as well, because again, if we don't know what the Altus Institute is doing and we can't review what they're doing, we are also concerned about whether public funds are essentially going to that private organization. Okay, another area of concern had to do with the locations of the resource centers. First of all, as we remember back to the first slide, there was a proposal that there be three resource centers: the Plaza Bonita Resource Center, the Somerset Plaza Resource Center, and the Heritage Town Resource Center. Plaza Bonita Resource Center is currently operating as the Charter School of San Diego. And so despite there being a reference to this being a proposal for new charter schools, in fact, that is actually not accurate. And it really, from our perspective, ties to the problem that the organization is facing under some of the new laws or the new judicial ruling that talks about where schools can be located. And I know you have some experience with the issue, but essentially what's happening is that there's a school that's been operating in your boundary, is approved by another school district, and essentially there's very little recourse to keep that center open and going unless you authorize that resource center. So we did have a recent case in the Court of Appeal that came out that made it absolutely clear that whether it's independent study or classroom-based center or school, they can only operate within the boundaries of their authorizing entity. Okay, in addition, we were concerned about excessive executive pay. One issue we haven't detailed yet is that there's a kind of consistent personnel at different layers of the corporate structure. Altus Institute Board of Directors has at least one member who is the executive, the CEO of every nonprofit corporation that is running these multiple resource centers. And there are numerous concerns raised by that, which we'll detail, but one of the issues that we were concerned by was just the amount of money that the CEO makes to run essentially a program of about 3,300 ADA. According to tax records, looks like about $371,000 a year, which would make that person just about the highest paid school district or school superintendent-like person, and on a per-student basis, the highest in the county at $110 per student. We would be concerned, frankly, that it's excessive compensation under nonprofit laws that could actually put their nonprofit tax-exempt status at risk. And any time a structure looks as though it could create some sort of a liability, you'd be worried about, A, what is your responsibility in that situation? B, is this going to be a going concern, and is it going to be able to continue into the future if your students will be attending it?